You're listening to SBS News.
Each year, more than 800,000 tonnes of plastic waste pollutes our oceans, environment, or ends up in landfill in Australia. It's a major environmental issue, hoped to soon be a thing of the past. More than 60 companies have signed a pact to drastically reduce plastic pollution in Australia, New Zealand, and the Pacific by 2025. Brooke Donnelly, the CEO of Australian Packaging Covenant Organisation, explains.
The end game is no plastic pollution. We want it. Plastic is important because it protects our food and it keeps our medicine safe, but we haven't managed it well at the end of life. When we've finished using it, we haven't had a solution for what happens to it.
Among the signatories to the pact are supermarket chains Coles, Woolworths and Aldi. There are four major targets they've pledged to meet by 2025 to eliminate unnecessary and problematic plastic packaging and make sure 100% of plastic packaging is reusable, recyclable or compostable. They also hope to increase the amount of plastic packaging that's collected and recycled by 25% and ensure an average of 25% of recycled content is contained in plastic packaging. Paul Klamenko from Planet Ark says the pact is an important step forward.
Well, I suppose nothing is irreversible, but the quicker you decide to take action on something, the quicker you can solve it. So I think that's really the crucial area, people right across the society are saying enough's enough, we've actually got to take action, and that's what's great to see.
But the war on plastics will need to be fought differently in Pacific nations compared with Australia, says Margaret Stewart, who is the head of corporate and external affairs at Nestle.
Some countries don't have access to recycling. They don't have curbside collection. They may not even have waste collection systems at all. And so we need to work within those parameters to work out what is going to work in that environment to find good solutions for packaging after it's been used.
And as those companies work towards a better future, a report from the Mindaroo Foundation says just 20 firms produced 55% of global plastic waste, and Australia was worst when it comes to single-use plastics per capita, accounting for 59 kilos of waste. Proving it will take not just big business, but each consumer to reduce the problem.